This podcast is part of the Zio to Hero podcast network.
You stay right here.
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you always.
We heard the voices. We can hear them. We can touch them. We're gonna find out who they really are.
Well, now that's a terrible idea. I'm gonna do that one more time because I felt like I sloshed it.
Hey, Jim.
Shut up. Okay, let's start. Let's do this. All right.
We're doing this?
Let's go.
Wait. What's that one that sort of, let's go? There was one Power Rangers season that started off like, let's go, or something like that.
Are you talking about Lightspeed Rescue?
Yeah, that's the one.
We'll insert the theme song here, like a couple seconds of it.
I do not need another freaking YouTube strike. Come on, man.
We got you. All right. How about this? Let's Google search the lyrics.
Just because we say some really messed up things.
That's it. We're looking it up. Power Rangers! Lightspeed Rescue! The signal is calling! Our planet is falling! Damn, I didn't realize that's what it said. Huh. I am today's years old that I'm actually reading these lyrics.
Okay, so the danger will test you? Oh, wait. We should do this as a spoken word.
Oh.
Power Rangers, Lightspeed?
Lightspeed Rescue. The signal is calling. Our planet is falling.
The danger will test you. Better make it a Lightspeed Rescue.
Oh, Power Rangers, Lightspeed Rescue?
Power Rangers, Lightspeed Rescue. Powers on its way. Rangers save the day.
Power Rangers, Lightspeed Rescue.
Power Rangers, Lightspeed Rescue. And we do the snaps. Yeah, snap.
All right. Okay. All right, well, welcome again to another episode of Zio to Hero, where I'm Billy, and that's Jim. And I don't know what that all precursor was about, but I guess we just saddled that bag. I don't know where to go with this,
but I feel like I'm being disrespected.
Yeah. So on this episode of Zio to Hero, we're going to dive into a plot of Talpa from the Legendary Armor Samurai Troopers. It's Talpa, the demon lord of the netherworld and ruler of the dynasty, is bent on conquering the mortal world, standing against Talpa and his four dark warlords.
I think you don't know what that word means.
There's a lot of words I don't know what means here.
You know, I'm proud of you for admitting to it.
So there's five Ronin warriors, each in possession of a mystical armor and weapons. They are assisted by Mia Koji, a young student teacher and a mysterious warrior monk, only as the Ancient.
So I'm going to tell you here now, we should not be reading the synopsis for 50 Shades of Grey. Like, it's not going to happen.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh my God! Okay,
so I was gonna read off we're gonna read off synopses of like random things for like next 20 minutes.
Don't do that. Please don't.
You know, I got some shampoo I can read off the ingredients for.
No, let's not.
Okay, so all our listeners, Billy and I are uber white, right? So don't I came across it. A thing to like this week called waterless shampoo.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's
did
like
you just say?
Bottle.
Did you say waterless?
Yeah, and waterless shampoo, and like,
okay,
we are uber duper white, and we could like use this product because you know our hair sucks, and like so. I've been using it like this week and my hair feels amazing.
Go on.
And I look ridiculous on camera, but my hair has been so nice this week.
Wow.
I went to the barber and like, I asked her like, hey, you know, my hair gets really greasy by like 5 o'clock. And she's like, yeah, no, just get this cleanser. And then through the week, use this showerless shampoo. Just don't wash your hair. Just use a showerless shampoo, like waterless shampoo. And just spray it in there, rub it out. It'll be fine. I'm like, okay, cool. It's been amazing.
What? I always knew this technology was going to happen because there's waterless car wash spray.
You know who's been keeping it from us? You know who?
Who?
The women.
Wow, that makes sense.
They've been keeping this technology away from us for so long. It's been amazing.
You know how much more stuff we could do without taking baths and showers now?
You know how much more stuff we could do without having to wash our hair?
Exactly. You know how much... The possibilities are endless right now.
My hair and my beard take up in the shower every day.
It takes
up half my shower. If I just cut that out and
you know
work,
this,
like you work through real fast.
This is for celebration. And what other way to celebrate this technology advancement for us men than reading another Power Rangers theme song in spoken word?
Which we're doing this time.
Let's do Lost Galaxy.
Power Rangers, Lost Galaxy.
Far, far away, deep in space, to a galaxy you'll go.
Power Rangers go. Power Rangers go. Power Rangers go.
There lies the key to answers and the powers you will know.
Power Rangers go. Power Rangers go. Power Rangers go.
Damn. That was motivational. I felt that.
There's a whole other paragraph in there. You just don't want to read it, do you?
Wait, is there?
Yes.
I don't see it.
Oh my god, just get out. Get out.
I don't see the other part of that.
Scroll down. It says,
scrolling.
Ah, Rangers, turn on the power.
Oh, damn it.
The whole section is where Leo rips his shirt off. It's like,
my
turn
bad.
On the power, he's ripping his shirt off. I know this lyric very well.
Okay,
I know it.
I'm sorry. I thought it was just an intro or some information that I didn't need, but I see it.
Jesus Christ. You know what? You know what? Daddy Nito your ass.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I hope you cry. He's crying. He's crying. I've done my job.
Okay. Though I'm kind of intrigued. There's some little side note here on the website. White light dragon yellow.
Oh, yeah, that's the comics. It's some spoiler stuff, just heads up.
Okay.
Be aware, they're spoiler things. You don't.
Yeah,
want
I saw that
they're
all, they all have the white tiger chest plate.
Yeah, it's a little weird, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And I haven't read the comic yet, but I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, me neither. So, all right, cool.
Please.
That's good. Okay, so...
I just haven't gotten around to reading it yet. I know it's out. Also, the last issue of The Return is out.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to read that, too. I just haven't gotten around to it. I've been really busy. This is the first night off I've had in a minute, so...
Light.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Anyway.
You wanted to show me some stuff? Some toys you bought?
Yeah. You know, I'll show you some toys I got.
Hurry up.
I pre-ordered these a year ago.
Okay.
In June of last year, I pre-ordered most of these.
Damn.
The first thing I got is the Rebel Tech Amazing Yamaguchi Agent Venom. He finally got in, and this guy is a beast.
Oh.
Wait, look how many things you get in the box.
Oh.
All the accessories, look at that.
Oh. Hey, hold up.
It's stupid. Yeah, it's great.
You even get the muzzle flash?
Yeah, you get muzzle flashes. You get multiple guns, a ton of hands. and the tendrils, a ton of them. Look at that. Look at all that nonsense.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
If I don't see a video of you making gun effects or anything, I will be surely disappointed in you.
Okay, I'm taking it on your back.
I'm so proud.
All right. So that one just came out, but I'm going to do this one. I have in wax paper.
Uh-huh.
So Sentinel came out a while ago with SV Action, the Sentinels.
Okay.
They came out with the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse like series, and I finally got Peter B. Parker. So I have Penny B, I have Penny Parker, and I have Spider-Gwen and Spider-Ham and the Spider-Robot. So this is Peter B.
Yeah.
He came in the mail.
Uh-huh.
You can probably see him. Miles Morales.
Okay. Oh.
Comes with two different body styles, so him with a jacket and him without a jacket.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the last one, Nick Cage himself. As Spider you are. This came out like last week. I pre-ordered this guy last year.
That looks clean as hell.
Oh yeah, he looks freaking great. Look at this nonsense.
Oh, look at that.
You're right? Looks great. I love this dude. The costume was perfect for him. And then a couple other things came in. Some Funkos. Ordertrake.
Oh, I saw her in Barnes & Noble yesterday.
Yep.
Is that the one where her face shields, she has a face shield on her?
No, this is not the one with the face
shield. Okay, so that's the one I saw there. Okay.
And then Marichika.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
She's always fun. And the special coup d'etat, the whole thing.
The coup de grace?
Mr. Sparkle Diamond.
Look at that.
Mr. Sparkle. It's adorable. I love it. Oh, man. So I was sitting
there. That's awesome.
I came to my office today, and I was like, okay. And my buddy, one of Koga's like, what's in the box? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to show you what's in the box today. So I opened the box, and he's like, why is the, like, he's like, oh, cool, Agent Venom. That's kind of cool. I'm like, you do not know how long this took to get here. He's like, how long? I was like, I ordered it the day I started. And he's like, what? What?
Damn.
You started? Yeah, the day I started, I ordered it.
Damn. So normally I'm the one that's buying toys and showing you. Well, you flipped the script, buddy.
Well, these have been pre-ordered for so long.
Yeah.
I've been holding off on them for a while and waiting for them to all show up at once. And so I finally got them. The last thing I have on pre-order right now is Zio Green, the three.
Right. From 3-0. Yeah,
3-0. That's the last thing I'm pre-order right now, and I'm thinking of adding Zio Gold to it. Zio 6
Gold to it. Yeah,
and our boy Rocky. So
yeah, you got to put some respect on that boy's name.
Like, I'm like, I might as well just cancel the order and get all six of them.
Yeah, might as well.
I was like, I'm getting three of them. What's the other three gonna do? Come on, man. Like, it's
plus
cheaper to buy all six of them at the same time.
If you get all six, you could build the. Like the final blaster that they all their weapons combined to.
They didn't have one for Zio.
I swear they did.
No, they didn't.
Well, just wring my neck. God dang it.
Yeah, no. They had the wheel. They had the wheel.
Oh, the warrior wheel?
No, not the warrior wheel. That was a
Are you talking about the Are you talking about the one when he got in there?
Yeah, and the one time Rocky got to use it once.
No, they have a combined weapon.
What does it look like? Show it to me, huh? Come on, do it. Show it to me.
Yeah, they do. I don't know what it's called. It's called a Advanced Zio Laser Pistol.
Let's see, it's not nonsense.
Arsenal Zio. Yeah, they did.
Are you thinking of when they combined the little sword together? The sword and the blaster?
Yeah. The sword blaster, all the weapons together. I see it right here.
They have a Zeo blaster. That's just what it's called, Zeo blaster. In spite of this, I remember used twice, once in episode Graduation Blues to kill Hydro commanders, and once in the third part of the three-part episode, There's No Business Like Snow Business to kill Defoliator. This was due to cutting the other appearances from O-Rangers. Okay, so it only got used twice. That's what I remembered. Okay.
That's looks why a little ridiculous. Remember. A little off the edge, yeah.
Yeah. Why is the hand like the butt?
The bump stock.
That's no, it bumps us different. Yeah, this looks weird. Okay, so that was weird.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we delved into that.
Let's continue.
So, I bought the Bakugo Funko that just released. I don't have it on me. It's in the car, but...
Is your car just your second storage place now?
It is. Really is. I need to do...
It is watertight.
I need to get a box or a basket, and I know what I need to go out there and put all my Funkos in there, or whatever I got in the car, just put it in this basket and then sort through it.
And be like, I got 6 of these, 7 of these, 4 of these, 17 of these. And then you like sit there and like, what did I do with my life?
Yeah. So then I bought little keychains, the Funko keychains. So they had a deal going on.
I got one other thing. Hold on.
What'd you get?
Oh, two other things. I got Mirio, the little mini Funko.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also got a Twinkie. I got a ho ho for you.
I knew it.
Oh, god dang it. Okay, that was funny.
So a toy collector hack. Okay, so like Demon Slayer and My Hero, they do these little blind box toys, like little figures. But if you go to Five Below has the same exact
figures,
but they're open window, so you can see what you're buying.
Yeah, I will tell you. So, like, I found they had the Spider Into the Spider-Verse, right?
Yeah,
blind boxes. They had them open, like, you know, you could see which ones they were. And the only ones who did not sell was Spider-Woman.
Really?
People did not like her character. Like, I don't know. Or they didn't like her toy or something like that. There's something about her toy that no one likes.
Huh.
Spider-Gwen? No one buys it. Like, everyone... Or... You know, Spider-Woman. That's Spider-Gwen. Spider-Gwen smells like crazy.
Oh, Spider-Woman.
Yeah, the pregnant one.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. You know, let's just say that. Yeah, so whenever I do see, like, the Marvel Legends on pegs... She's always there.
Either. I don't know. Like, it's just something about her, and people are not like. I liked her as a character. She was completely fine.
Yeah.
I have a couple of her Funkos. Like, I have her regular Funko, then her and Spider Gwen's, like, splash colored ones. So, like, they're really bright ass colors. Yeah. I have both of those, and so I don't get why people hated her so much.
Huh. Okay. All right.
Oh, well.
All right. Yeah. Well, now. Oh, but yeah, the little keychains I bought. They had a deal at Box Lunch. It was buy two things under $12. You get the third one for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought two Ichigos and one Inuyasha keychain Funkos. Keychain Funkos. I was like, these are some of my two favorite. I love.
How did that make you feel?
I felt like I was a boss ass bitch.
You felt like you were 5 again?
Almost no, six.
With no
six.
Responsibilities, just happy.
None. Just happy.
Yeah.
And then look what that turned out to be.
I adulted so hard today. Saturday. Okay. I bought these things, right? I was like, you know what? I spent like $40 on Funkos. Like, let me see if I can find some shirts. Just some shirts.
Right.
New shirts anyways. So I went to jcpenney.com, right? And they had a weekend sale. I was like, okay. And I found these shirts that I know, like, I have one of these shirts. I really like this shirt. I'm like, I really like this shirt. It's a great shirt. It fits really well. It's great material. I bought 5 of them.
Ow.
the exact same color because they're really good shirts.
Okay. All right.
Like, they're great shirts, and I bought the slightly different colored shirt, so I have some other ones to sprinkle through the week. And I bought a purple one.
All right.
I was like, hey, these are great shirts.
It's like, uh-oh, Jim's wearing the purple shirt again. He's sad.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna
happen. Don't feel bad. I spent $105 on athletic shorts that are Demon Slayer themed. So don't feel bad.
Hey, okay. So I came across these new shoes. All right.
Okay.
I'm putting off getting shoes for a while. Like, for a while.
Same here. Oh, yeah.
And I've been wearing the same pair of shoes for like a year and a half. And I was like, you know what? These are getting kind of worn in. Let me go find a new pair of shoes. And I found a pair of shoes called Barefoot. So the bare feet shoes. Like,
okay.
Bare, B-A-R-E. B-E-R. The little hunt.
All right.
And it's like walking on air, but you're like, it's like wearing really fancy socks. Like, there's no shoe, but like super fancy socks. And
right.
Like, they're really nice.
All right, but here's the question, though. When you're walking in them, are you like heel toe, or are you just sole your foot and you slap your toes?
Heel toe.
Okay.
That's how I normally walk anyways, heel toe. Yeah.
All right.
So, like, that's how I normally walk. And, like, they're really good shoes, and, like, they're super lightweight, and, like, they're, like, wearing socks.
Okay.
Like, you're wearing two pairs of socks, but they're really breathable.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. And so, like, kind of, like, $35, $40, and they came in my size. I'm like, what the hell?
I think I'm there with you, because I think I buy more shorts and shirts than I do shoes. Yeah, I will.
We don't buy them as shoes.
I will literally have the same pair of shoes for 2 years, and I don't even.
Like, I like these realize shoes so much. I'm thinking of buying them in other colors because I like these shoes that much.
Oh shit! It's worse than I thought.
Days. Yeah, I've only like 3 or 4 days. I'm like, they're black, and I'm like, I want the gray ones too, like the dark gray ones, like the light gray
damn.
Ones. So I can wear them different kind of color pants.
Damn, Jenny, what'd they say?
That's right.
Drizzle, drizzle, drizzle.
Like $45 for a pair of shoes. And I'm like, normally when I have to go get shoes, they're $100.
There you go.
Yeah. Like,
maybe have Liz buy you some.
She's worn the same pair of sandals for like 11 years.
Damn, those things.
I'm very confused by this.
How the hell
are the same sandals that I met her with she was wearing? I was like, these have been through so much hell and high water. How in the world are they still alive?
It's like, I know they're the same because the day I met her, I put a black mark with a Sharpie on it.
I swear to God, she's like, I've been wearing these since college. I'm like, I knew you were in college. Hold on.
How the hell? Like,
hold up.
Hold on.
Like, no, my shoes are gone in like 2 years. Yeah. What are you doing?
Like, so yeah, okay.
You're not foot down slapping toes.
Ah, yeah, you're damn right. Yeah. You got the silent step.
Silent step, Jesus. Oh, but, okay. Goodness. Yeah, no, like, okay, so, like, I know we're a fun Power Rangers podcast and stuff, we talk a lot about Power Rangers, but, like, I kind of like when we talk about, like, adult things, too, it's kind of cool. Like, I feel like people in our, like, group don't get to talk about this kind of stuff normally.
Right.
And, like, it's kind of fun. Like, we talk
about it also stuff. Shows our thought process of how we adult compared to, like, some other people adulting, like what are our priorities than the other people's?
Like, I have a retirement, I have my Roth, I have a bunch of other stuff set up, but like I still buy toys.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
I'm
gonna go
didn't,
buy toys, I'm gonna enjoy myself. Like,
we didn't get to do that. And then like what we said, we told Dad that when we go hang out with Dad, expect 2 30-year-old guys to be throwing tetsu in the toy aisle with him.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're gonna bring it right back to like when he regretted his decisions.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
It seems like I regret my decisions again. I'm like, good,
yeah,
sucker.
We're gonna. Oh, I told him. He said he'd walk off on us. I was like, you better not.
You better not. You can't drive.
You can't drive.
Guess who's driving your ass around?
We're gonna be crawling after him. And then when he turns around, just
I love.
Yeah. Okay.
Screech.
Oh yeah.
So how we swear.
So we live in Texas, right? We live about 3 hours apart from each other. But we've been getting pelted with some severe weather, right? Like, you've been getting it bad. I've been getting it bad. God. I've been losing power because of this. Not to mention, our power grid can't even handle 95 degree weather days right now.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, when we grown up, we had a pine tree in our front yard. And the pine tree got about, I say, 65 feet tall.
Yeah.
And it was tall. But the other night, we had 70-mile-an-hour winds, and I heard a bomb go off. I was like, damn, that sounded crazy. I was like, what the hell was that? I didn't go outside. I'm not going to go in 70-mile-an-hour winds with lightning strikes, right? Well, the next morning, I wake up, that pine tree is gone. There's no roots. It literally snapped from the roots. Like it looks like a nub. It fell off a nub. There's no roots to it.
Yeah, it was one pine tree by itself in the middle of the yard.
Exactly. It was crazy.
You know, and you get a forest, and they're not going to fall over like that. But you go, you know, you get one, it's going to fall over when it hits really high winds.
Like, yeah, so that's what happened.
That tree was there for years. Like, it was planted when Billy was born.
Yes, so 36 years. Yeah.
I remember the day it hit the water main, and it grew, like, 12 feet in, like, 6 months.
Yeah. The thing was massive. It was, like, almost
20 feet tall.
it had to be 65 feet tall because that thing towered me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that we lost that thing. Yeah. It's still out there. I haven't been able to cut it up until this weekend.
It's going to get hot. You better do it in the morning.
Well, this weekend's supposed to be like 75 degrees here.
I call lies.
This is Texas. That's bullshit.
There's three people in Texas you should never trust. Lawyers, weathermen, and skinny chefs. You can't do it.
You can't. Not no skinny chef.
If the chef is not skinny, you know he ain't getting off on his own supply. Like, there's a problem.
So we went to a restaurant not too long ago. Well, I say about a year ago. Forgive me. I know this sounds bad, but the restaurant is called Jew Boys, and they're a hamburger place. And me and my boss, we walked in. Me and my boss and my coworker walked in. The owner and chef that was cooking everything was a fat guy. Immediately, right then and there, we ordered right then and there. We're like, if he's cooking it and suggesting it, it's going to be good.
There's this place called Omeletree in Austin. It's off
airport. Yeah, it's airport. Still there.
The dude was 600 pounds. Like, the dude who owns the place was 600 pounds at one point. He had to cut back.
Well, they're always booked. Like, every time I go past they're out the door.
It's delicious. So, okay, if you go in the week, it's not too bad. Like, if you get them in the week, it's great.
Yeah.
And they do these gingerbread pancakes that when the plate hits the table, they disappear.
Oh,
like,
damn.
They hit the table and they're gone. And you're like, what happened to my gingerbread pancakes covered in syrup and butter?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know what happened. It just disappeared. Can you guys replace this order? And they're like, no.
You remember
the plate guy.
So right next door to Omeletree, the only reason I know where Omeletree was because Toy Joy was right next door.
Oh, believe it, yeah.
So they moved. They're not there no more. They moved to Lamar.
Hmm.
So Lamar, what's the Lamar and Koenig?
See, I haven't been there long enough. I don't remember anymore.
Sounds familiar?
Probably
Koenig. I don't know. Either way. So they're off.
It's a little weird housing development thing area.
Kind of. Right there where Leaf Johnson Ford is.
Yeah, airport. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, they moved over there and way better. They got their own building now. They don't have to worry about crazy homeless people. Stuff like that.
Crane was a homeless person.
Exactly. There you go. Was that good?
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so very interesting how things are changing.
We went to the Asian market, right? And we were just walking around and, like, you know, the food.
Did you have, cheap. Hold on. Were you and Liz wearing y'all's geisha wooden sandals?
I was wearing the full-on face get-up and everything.
Damn, you were like,
no, okay, so
that's terrifying. So
the food, right? So we're there, we're buying, we're getting some food. I spent like $20 for like three sacks of food.
Oh, damn,
and like I love the Asian market, but like we walked over to like this little anime store that was in it,
uh-huh.
Like statues. And like, so
wait, was that the place you took me to one time?
No, I was taking somewhere
different. Okay,
I think I took it to Madness. But yeah, so we're over there, and like the Ben Presto statues and stuff, you know, they're like $20-$30, right? Easily. Like,
right.
Right around that price, normally, even secondhand, like for the rare ones, maybe like 50. This place, the basic ones are $65 out of box. Damn. And I was like, no. Like, let's not do this.
No.
I was like, I love the food here. It's so cheap. Like, this place called Bistro B that, like, you, okay, they do pho, and you buy two, you get the third one for free. So, you know, you and your friend get pho, you take a bowl of pho home with you. It's great.
Right, right.
But okay. My agent marketing, like the little anime thing was ridiculous. I'm like, no, no, okay, not doing this today. But you know,
what was
like,
that? What was that so place cheap. That you? The last time I went up there, what was that place that we went to?
The place we went to.
That
I think where we went to.
That a buffet where they cooked in front of you.
Tons? Yeah, Tons. Great. I love that place.
I was very skeptical. I was like, this is probably not going to be very good. But then. Damn, it was
a Mongolian grill. Like they cook it right in front of you. Like, yeah, you make all your own stuff. It's God.
That was so good. I was not expecting like that.
Oh no, it's fantastic. I love that place. Like I legitimately love that place. Like
yeah,
like, the carpet's like 35 years old. All the tables are in their 50s.
And they gave you ice cream after you're done.
Mm-hmm. I think like, it's all what's that price? Like there's no extra. Like there's no diamond for anything. It's all the same price.
$15.99. I was like, damn,
and it's great. It's always
I didn't like
it was
that.
$12.99 a couple years ago, but they raised the price to $15. But like for two people, it's a great buffet.
That was a lot too. That was a lot. God, I was so like, so much food.
Yeah. Oh my god. The worst part is, so we used to live like 45 minutes away from it. Now we live 8 minutes away from it.
Yeah, literally, we just drove right there. It's like, yeah.
How far away is it? 8 minutes. Well, Jesus.
Damn.
So, I heard you were looking at some dice.
Yes, I don't know when I'll be able to get them, but I am looking to get some dice from like some Dungeons and Dragons dice.
So you do know that the dice are supposed to be random, right?
What do you mean random?
Okay, so like whenever you play, you got whenever you roll, you have to take that roll, right?
Oh, well, yeah,
one,
yeah,
you gotta
exactly.
Take that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, if you roll a nat one, you have to take the nat one.
I'm a thinking we start doing D&D, like we start doing like a little D&D campaign, like a little one with you, me, Liz is the DM, and then like some other folks, like a couple people from the podcast.
Okay.
Like Willie, Ty, Jarrett, like a really simple game.
Uh-huh.
We start playing and we can record it and send it on up to the YouTubes and people can watch it.
Like video feeds?
Like record it and like fully uncensored, just go in on it.
Oh, it's yeah,
fun. Yeah, I know the show is censored and stuff, but like this is gonna be stupid. I want to play it. And like every time I play D&D, it's a freaking riot. I love it. It's so
if it's anything like Dungeons and Daddies, I'm down for it. That podcast is so hilarious. Like, they must have been friends for a long time because they literally could feed off each other. Like,
yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's kind of how it goes. If you got a good group, you're going to have a great time. If you have a bad group, it's going to be really annoying. And the group I'm in right now is pretty good. And if we could do this small little D&D session, like super simple, super straightforward, you know, point A to point B, but have a good time along the way.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I want to do. And if you're interested in it, let us know, because I really, really want to do it, but I just want to know if people are interested and would be wanting to play with us.
We can call it like a little side quest of this, like call it like
Zio Quest. I got it.
That's what I was thinking. Or like I don't know. I couldn't think of nothing. But yeah, Zio Quest is...
Day a Zio day. Day Zio. Ooh, Zio minus one.
Or just having a Spanish. Dia de Zio.
Dio de Zio. Cinco de Zio.
This is yeah.
Stupid.
I could be down for something like that just to see how it goes.
Yeah, I'll be game for that. Oh, yeah, I'll talk to Liz about it, because she's a fantastic DM. This is the rein her in a little bit on her storytelling kind of thing.
Yeah.
If we want to do it, because she does this humongous world and amazing stuff. If we want to do it, we just got to narrow down just a little bit, keep it, like, streamlined.
I gotcha.
But it's still going to be silly ridiculousness of us being... can't use that word. Us being stupid.
The big S-T-U-O-P-I-D.
Yeah, stupid.
Yes.
You stupid.
I got nothing for that.
Stupid.
Damn, Jake, calm down.
No.
Oh, spicy. All right.
Anyways, yeah, that's what our plans are over the summer. So yeah, we'll be doing cons and we'll try to start doing D&D stuff. I know all the guys are going to be busy for the most part, especially the Three Ranger Bros. They have their own stuff going on right now.
Yeah,
so really trying to make it to England. And then trying to get the con over there. I know Jarrett should be free for the most part, so we might pester him into it.
All right,
once a week kind of thing. So yeah, it will. We don't know where it's going to go just yet. It's a plan, but it might, like most of the plans, it might fizzle out, do nothing.
All right.
I'm being realistic here.
Speaking of plans. I know you can't make it, so don't worry about even going. But this weekend, I'm going to NostalgiaCon. I have Friday, Saturday, so.
Where is that?
In San Antonio, Texas.
I might be free.
So literally like 40 minutes from me. So I can't.
I wish I could be free for it. I wish I could. I can't. Yeah. We have contracts coming by the house.
Exactly. So don't even worry about it. You can come to. Like, the next one, I think, is Greater Austin. That's Cedar Park.
Probably do Greater Austin, and then Bell County is coming up real soon.
Yeah, so the only thing is, Greater Austin is very packed. So, that's the only thing I hate about it.
My autistic ass.
Yeah. Greater Austin, I might be down for just a Sunday.
I can be on a Sunday for that, like, at the end of it. At the end, yeah, of the end of the roll. Because, like, it's going to be fun, but, like, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah. Bell County, though. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm looking forward to it. Don't we have a special person we're going to talk to at Bell County? We have a couple of special people we're going to talk to.
We're special. Right. We're going to talk to ourselves there.
We're going to walk around and be like, hi, and flip tables.
Dear God, Jim. Dear Lord.
Oh, so we're going to be adults about it and be like, I flipped your table. What can you do about it? Huh? Catch me outside.
Ah. Oh. Okay, Jane, don't do that. Don't. You're looking real. Don't do that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You're going to get stuck like that. And then.
Like what happened? Oh, God, what? And you hurt yourself so bad, you do the Batman. You do the Batman turn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's over there? I don't know.
I don't know. Hold on.
Let me turn 80 degrees. Hold on.
Yeah. Hold on. Batman.
Batman again. Batman.
When you're in your 30s and you're hurting your neck, you have to look at everything like Batman. Yeah, that's my life.
It's the worst is trying to drive like that. You have to turn your whole body like, ah.
Oh. Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst part. When you hurt your neck, your right side of your neck or your left side, and you have to look to your left for traffic, that's the worst.
He's like, that's why I have the mirror in the car. Just hold up the mirror. I'm like, is there anyone coming? Is anyone coming?
Or what I just do is I just fedangle my car at a weird angle so I don't have to look left. I could just pull. I'm like, look, okay, good. We're good.
You know what? It's happening less often right now. Like, I haven't hurt myself in a hot minute. Saying this, I'm jinxing myself to hurt
myself. You better
myself,
start knocking on some wood, buddy, because you're going to have to sleep wrong.
I'm going to wake up wrong. And wake up dead.
Look, I'm gonna die on this hill, but if you're an alien race and you come abduct me in the middle of the night, put me back the way you found me, because this waking up folded like a pretzel is ridiculous. That was one weird wake up I ever came to. I was like, why is my blanket 4 feet away from me?
You know what I hate? I love it, but I hate it at the same time. That nap. When you wake up like 3 hours later, and you just don't know who and what, where you are. You're like, who am I? Where am I? What's going on? It feels amazing, but you're like, what happened?
All right. Next time that happens, I'm going to sprinkle some spices here for you. Okay. The next time that happens, immediately grab your keys and start driving. I will tell you, you will end up in some weird places. I have done that. And I'm like, why am I at this Target? Why is there toys in my hands? That's the best. Wake up where you're
confused. Dazed, confused, and scared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've woken up where, like, the sun is at nighttime, and I'll wake up. I'm like, oh, God, I got to get ready for work. And I tap my phone. I'm like, oh, it's only 8 o'clock. Never mind.
I've done that where I fall asleep at the very, like, right as the sun's going down, and I wake up and shit.
I'm late for work. It's only 9. Oh,
thank God. It's 12 hours away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Been there.
It's the worst.
The life struggles of a working class person, I guess. Well, there could be other struggles that other people have.
Yeah, one day we'll find out. Well, not today.
Not today.
Today, we're Zio the Hero, and we're going to start Zio Quest.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. Hold on.
For the people listening into this episode, Jim literally stuck his head out his bedroom door and screamed at Liz saying, "We're doing this."
So when does it happen? Really fun.
Okay.
All right. With that in mind, we've been Z the Hero. Jim, that's Billy, the the skull's my bulk.
Hey, there you go.
Am I the bulk to his skull?
Either way, we're going to end this with a musical number.
All right, which one? What are we going to do?
Let's just make it up.
I was a chicken nugget.
Once you need some physical therapy.
I need to go see a shrink.
That shrink is going to wrap you in cellophane wrap.
We keep going up and down with this. We gotta keep going. One time, there was a guy named Ben. He sang a song about the hot and spicy McChicken. And he went down to the TikTok and got like a million something views. And I have no idea how to finish the song.
Are you trying to make a song for everybody that's in our group?
No. No, I'm not. I was just trying to do Ben. He's the one who did a song.
I'm really trying to think of. I'm really digging deep.
You threw it out
there,
musical number. Like, you know, we can just do. We can do some music again.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening to this episode of Zio to Hero. I'm Billy, and that's Jim. He's the bulk to my skull. And you can find us at Zio to Hero across the board of all social media platforms. Definitely go check us out. If you like what you're listening to, rate and review us. We will read out any review that we can that you're able to leave a review, like a written review. We will read it out, crying.
And if we miss it, send it to us. Like, send it to us at ziotoherapod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or, you know, do, you know, something like that. Anyways, thanks for listening. Check us out what we have planned for next week.
Yeah.
Yay. Jim is a chicken tendy.
The chicken tender. You know why they call me chicken tender? Because I'm real tender inside.
Jim, cut it before you make me cry with the beautiful words you're saying.
I'm a thesaurus of beautiful words.
Do you want to be a hero, but you're not? Do you want to be a Jiro or a Kojiro, but you can't because you're not Japanese? Have you considered Zio to Hero?
Remember, heroes come and go. Idiots are for
Jimbaleo!
One day I was a chicken tender.
Oh, Jim, I think we need to work some stuff out with you. The song.
One day.
I don't know what's going on.
Chicken tender.
Is chicken tender code word for abusive relationship or something?
Blink twice if it is. Are you blinking? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's like, tell me, am I blinking? I don't know.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
That was bad.
that's how we enter this episode.
All right.
This is the Zio to Hero podcast.